Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha shares what God has been doing in her life.
Our first reading today begins from Leviticus, and in Leviticus 23:4, God tells Moses, "These are the festivals of the Lord, which you shall celebrate at their proper time with a sacred assembly." And then throughout the rest of the first reading, the Lord goes into telling Moses specifically what festivals that the Jewish people are supposed to celebrate and how. And I was really just drawn to this passage because a lot of times when we read Old Testament, we can kind of look at things like a list. Especially in Leviticus, it can feel like we're just moving through lists of things that are very repetitive. And we can't really enter into what it means because it just seems kind of detached from where we are in our reality. But the thought that really struck me as I was like reading through this is I thought about something that I had kind of not noticed in the church until I was in college. But one of the first things I noticed at being at college and in a Newman Center is students would often like to celebrate the things in the church in ways that I had like never seen things celebrated. You know, growing up, we celebrated Easter, we celebrated Christmas. Like these were normal Christian holidays to celebrate. But then I became accustomed to students in college who would bake a cake for some obscure feast day of a saint that like I was not aware of, but that saint had affected their lives, and they had this joy to share the way that the saint had affected them, and then invite people over for dinner. And there was this like a festivity and joy to celebrating the church that just really drew me in. And I remember one time someone telling me that if you like to party, you should join the Catholic Church because our whole calendar is like littered with feast days and celebrations. And everyone always thinks that we're like a church of fasting, but we are also a church of celebration and feasting for our Lord and Thanksgiving. So it's kind of a funny thing to think about in college, but I just was drawn to this kind of thought in my mind of celebration, because if I'm being entirely honest, I've had a pretty hard summer. I've been one that's kind of lacked celebration or excitement or joy. I've been just like hard things going on in my life, and I've found myself kind of struggling through that and really asking the Lord for the strength to move through the different things that are going on in my life. But this last week, I was blessed with the opportunity to lead the campers through D Camp, discipleship camp down in Broomtree. And this is my first experience being like an MC for camp. I had been a counselor before, and I was a little nervous, but I, you know, just like found myself sitting with the Lord and saying, like, you do it this week, what you want to do with this week. I don't want it to be me. I want it to be you. And it was profound because D Camp is often this place of like great joy and celebration, and it really was. And it was fun, and I, you know, stand up there and tell funny stories and introduce people and, you know, just like really become myself in front of the kids. And it was a beautiful opportunity. But also there was a moment during the week where things kind of got harder. I received like a hard phone call from someone, and I was just really struggling. And I kind of in the afternoon free time, I just found myself like really down and struggling. And I got a call from my mentor, and I kind of pointed out, like, I can't stand up in front of these kids and share, you know, God's love. I'm just so down right now. I can't be this face of like joy and celebration. And it was really beautiful in the way that like my mentor encouraged me that like it's that hardness that they actually like that we receive well, that we can see like, oh, like the faith life isn't always like this like very like bubbly, you know, joyous excitement. There's also like this this reality where the church is normal, and it goes through regular emotions, and people are normal, and they encounter their own struggles and emotions. And so This was on the final night of the high school camp. It was the third day, and kind of the third day in the evening, we have adoration, and then we hold a dance. We have like a big like celebration, and just like enjoy one another, and everyone dances crazy, and it's this really fun time. And I was just so aware of like I had this heaviness on my heart, but as I shared with the students, I had this piece to say, you know, things are hard right now, but I still want to enter into this celebration with you and like praise the Lord in what he's doing and trust him. And I just thought it was so much different than different times in my life when I'd go through hard stuff and I'd try to kind of find something to do, or maybe like go find your own kind of version of celebration just to like cover up the struggle or the pain, or kind of like kind of distract ourselves or hide ourselves from this like joy, and doing it, yeah, as a distraction. Whereas the celebration that like I was encountering with these students wasn't one out of distraction. It was one out of a desire to still know the joy of the Lord and encounter it in others, even when I didn't feel completely full or completely understanding of what was taking place. There was still this understanding of like this trust in the Lord. And I think our church does that well, right? Like throughout the seasons of the church, we have times of mourning and we have times of celebration, but we all have different moods every single day. We might, you know, be in a hard place on a great celebration of the church, or we might be, you know, maybe struggling to enter into like the solemnness of waiting and penance and these things of Lent or something, you know, or even if you've read through the Liturgy of the Hours, how, you know, Friday evening prayer, night prayer is solemn and sad, and it can almost feel weird on a Friday night when you kind of feel this excitement. Maybe you're with like a group of friends or something, and then you're reading this very solemn passage, but it like speaks to the wholeness of the church, how there is always like a part of us that's celebrating. There is always a part of us that's like the sorrow, and it reflects the life of Christ, right? Like he had a great joy, but also suffered on the cross for us. And it just like this wholeness, and it really speaks to the way he reaches us in our lives, in our humanness. And it began long before Christ even walked on this earth. Like it began in the way that the Lord had led his prophets, and the way that he always brought us towards him was like recognizing that he sees us in our humanness and reaches us in these human realities of like bringing us together in community and festivity and celebration. Let's pray. Lord, I ask that you enter into my life and into the life of everyone listening today. Bless their families. Help them grow in love and trust of you. We ask that you bring us peace in our hearts and our minds, and you let us be joyous in you. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.